And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And twins.
So we were just starting to talk, and
we just started talking without actually introducing the show.
And I was like, "Oh wait, we should." Because I was like,
"Am I the only person who remembers this commercial? Was it a commercial?
Probably.
I swear to God, it was like a beer commercial. It was like some like country song. It was like, I like beer and trucks, and then it would be like, and twins.
Well, let's get the listeners some background here. So right now we're watching.
Super Bowl today, as we're taping this.
Yeah, and they're playing like some Super Bowl bullshit.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, it really is starting at 4:30 our time, which is like late as fuck.
Not really.
I mean, I guess. But so, yeah, so we're just watching some 4-hour wall-to-wall coverage, and there's like two twins who play on the Patriots, and we're just like watching that.
Yeah,
that's what we were talking about.
We started about twins. I wanted to bring up, because this is kind of, you know, since this is the month we're doing... It's February, and in celebration of February, we're going to be talking about romance comics entirely for the month.
Yay!
Because we have...
Well, romance comics or comics with romance in them.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah. I know DC put out, like, space romance or whatever.
Yeah, you know, so...
So maybe we'll get to that, but...
We're going to see.
Like, one that came out this year, but... We have some classic romance comics that we will bust out, and maybe we'll have to figure out some other ones too.
Yeah,
because I know that I'll have to look through our list, but
they're all the same.
But I want to point out, dudes are like, "Hey, look at those twins! I bet both of them will have sex with me."
I don't get that.
I've never quite understood the twins' fascination. Not to say that it's like, "Oh wow, look at those two twins! Wow, they're very pretty."
Yeah,
you know, look at those two attractive sets of twins.
What I don't understand about that is, like, why you would think that a twin would want to have sex with her sister.
Right. It's like, why do you think that it's like, hey, you know what would also be great? Incest on top of this.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the problem. Like, ew. You're like, that's gross, dude. Like, I get it. Guys are like, man, they're just hot chicks. They're going to be all over my dick. I'm like, they're related. Like,
yeah, they're technically related.
Literally almost genetically identical. It's disgusting. Like, ew.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know, maybe some twins are into that, but that is not a thing for me.
Right.
I've never understood it when guys are like, yeah, man, I want to do two twins, and I'm like, oh, that's gross.
Well, I think you would have to wait to get done with one to do another, because I don't think... I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm assuming most twins are like, well, I guess, do I want to have...
Wait, what was that guy just doing?
Yeah, I think he was warming up.
Oh.
He was warming up. He just
looked like me when I was dancing.
Oh, is he goth dancing?
Yeah, he was flailing wildly. Yeah.
Thank you for noticing that, so I can get out of this awkward discussion of twins having sex with each other.
Gross.
Hey, I brought it up. I fall on my own swords.
This is your own fault.
But we're gonna talk about romances and stuff.
He kind of looked like, you know, that I don't know who the fuck that was. I just saw him from the back. He kind of looks like, you know, when you get those action figures that have like punching action.
Oh yeah, it looks like a toy biz.
Then you like put their arms up and they go. Ugh,
yeah.
Down. That's exactly what he just looked like, but just like walking around wildly.
He actually there was a X-Force action figure of the character Forearm.
Oh.
And
did he make that?
He
action?
Basically had four arms, and they all went when you switched them on. So that was kind of his gimmick. So.
I see.
But yeah.
Ooh, Pizza Hut, the official sponsor of the NFL.
Oh man, let's get some buttery pizza in us because we're athletes, and that's what we like to eat.
Yeah, I was gonna say these guys eat nothing but chicken.
These guys are
unless thinking. You're like what are the big dudes, the fat guys,
the linemen.
Yeah, that would be what I would have to play. Like,
yeah, no,
just
I used to be.
Stand there.
I used to be a lineman.
Yeah, because those guys just like eat whatever. But like, if you're like one of the dudes that has to run, that guy's eating nothing but chicken.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway. Also, this year is Super Bowl LIII.
Lee!
Which means that next year is going to be Super Bowl Live. I'm excited for.
I can't wait for Super Bowl Live.
Looking forward to Super Bowl LIX. Super Bowl Licks.
Oh, Super Bowl definitely licks something.
So Super Bowl licks a...
See, here's the problem. Like, I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to sit and watch Super Bowl. And then I'm like...
Now you got these stupid commercials with Jennifer Garner picking eggs.
No, I don't really care about that. But I'm like, am I now complacent in the CTE problem that is the NFL in participating in such a thing?
We don't have to watch it.
I know, but I feel like we do have to watch it because I'm going to miss all the commercials.
They should make a Super Bowl broadcast without the football. I would actually like that a lot. Instead of the football, there's like other shit happening.
Here's all your commercials. I mean, I can't really say anything because we also watch wrestling, which that's a CTE nightmare as well.
Yeah. You know,
not nearly as bad, but...
Yeah.
How am I going to participate on the cultural conversation on Twitter today if I don't pay attention to the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
How am I going to joke and make memes?
Oh, meme watch.
How am I going to work in that meme about the guy from the Fyre Festival who sucks dicks? How am I going to do that if I'm not paying attention?
Oh, man. I hope they say something like, the Patriots will do anything to score.
And then just everybody puts that guy's picture.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
That guy might get his own reality TV show.
Hey, good for him.
You know what?
He went through some shit.
He really did.
I don't know that guy personally, but he went through some shit.
He did. He really was. He was dedicated to making things happen.
Hey, you know what?
He was going above and beyond for his job.
I will say this as a producer of a person, as a producer who has done live shows.
Uh-huh.
And you want something to work out because you have a vision.
Right.
And you want something to work out. And there's other people that share that vision.
Yes.
You'll do a lot of things to make things happen. Now, I'm not saying that I've ever done...
You're not going to suck a dick for water.
I mean, once
global warming, you know...
Well, that's what we're all doing.
Once the environmental catastrophe happens, we all will be sucking dicks for water.
Yeah.
That's
going to be currency.
That's literally all you're going to be able to do. Either you're fucking chowing down on clams or you're eating some dicks.
Oh, man, clams?
Well, lady clam.
Oh. I thought you were...
If I have water, I am not sucking anybody's dick and giving it to them.
For a second there, I thought that because of the environment.
Suck my lady dick, I guess, for water.
Right. No, but I thought that was, I thought you were really talking about like
actual clams.
People going out and being like, oh man, clams. This is it.
What, like fried clam strips? Yeah. Getting them on Revere Beach?
Getting clams on a half shell, you know?
Well, what was that place on Revere Beach? I can't remember. Jay used to take me there when I was a kid, but like they have. You know what I'm talking about? There's like a famous restaurant on Revere Beach that's like only open. It's open all the time except for like
Christmas
and Thanksgiving.
One thing I can think about from that area is
I can't remember what it's called.
Is Kelly's? That's a roast beef place though.
It might be Kelly's. They have roast beef. Is it on the beach?
Well, there's one on the probably the beach, but did they open one over by in Alston? Remember? On the corner of Harvard and
maybe that's what I'm thinking
Commonwealth
of. Because you would be able to get clams like fried clam strips. Except the problem was they always had the stomachs attached to them and they were gritty. It was disgusting.
Oh yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, and then you have to give the stomachs to the seagulls because ew.
Mm.
I'm not eating clam stomachs.
Hey, seagull.
Filled with sand. Anyway.
Anyway, that's your seafood update.
Wouldn't mind some fried clam strips right now, actually.
Mm, clam chowder.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Clam chowder's pretty good. Mm, yeah. So
this is food we like. With Sean and Jen.
Chips!
Clams!
What do we do this week? I guess I'll start. We went to
a cat cafe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, cat cafe. Yeah, that was fun.
There was a cat cafe here in Denver. And the most exciting thing about the cat cafe was actually the man outside of it who was walking his giant fluffy cat.
The man
not in the cat cafe, who had a cat on a leash and was just like walking it down the street.
And you put it up on like a lamppost or like a meter.
Yeah, it just started brushing it. And I'm like, wow, that's great.
That's great. But there were some nice cats there. It's a Denver
cats.
Cat Cafe or Denver Cat Company.
Denver Cat Company.
Denver Cat Company. And they do cat cafes there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty affordable considering, you know, in L.A. it costs like...
It was like $50 a person.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It was like $8 here. You're like, all right.
That's like, I'll walk in.
Because fucking L.A. is expensive. Denver, but it's not. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just such a...
It was rip-off.
Rip-off.
So, yeah, there was the Cat Cafe, and then we walked around that little stretch there, and there was a book bar, which is a bar that has books in it.
Uh-huh.
You can buy coffee and wine and all sorts. And I was like, this is cool. I like this.
Yeah. We did try to go to a comic book store, but I think it was just some guy's house.
No, I think it had used to be there, but you know, how they're doing in, like, all the cities where they, like, buy up the old stuff and then put new condos in place. Because they, like, that whole street was just, like, nothing but, like, under-construction condos.
No, yeah, but we tried to go to something called Colorado Comics, which...
probably doesn't exist anymore.
You know, it's just, I think it's either doesn't exist or exists inside of some guy's condo as, like, it's like, hey, this is where I sell things. So we were at that area, and then we decided to go to a place called Black and Red.
Yes, which this place has been around for a very long time, and I actually had never been there before.
That's fascinating.
Right? Because a lot of my friends had gone there.
Well, the way you talk... like, oh, sorry.
Well, I'd never been there before. I told you that.
Well, the way that you would talk about it, it would seem like...
No, I just like, it's a place would, that we need to go, because it has like used music and yeah. shit like that, so I thought you would like it. But I actually...
Oh, no, I definitely wanted to go, but I always assumed it was a plain thing, kind of like you went to, like, what was that?
Twist and Shout.
Twist and Shout or Wax Tracks?
Wax Tracks.
Yeah.
No, because that's... I always ended up at those places, because they were a lot closer. Like, Twist and Shout, Wax Tracks. At the time, we had Second Spin.
Yeah.
There were a couple other little, you know, UC stores. There was one down the street from here that is no longer, and off Arapahoe, it's no longer there. So, yeah, I mean, I used to go to places like that. A lot more than, and I never got up to Black and Red. My friend Mark used to go up there
okay.
a lot, but I never went up there with him. And it's just like, you know, UCDs, and they have a lot of, like, they break shit out, kind of like they do an Amoeba.
Yeah.
Where it's like, here's your metal section, here's your goth section, here's your whatever section, instead of just throwing everything at a rock.
Yeah.
So we went there. That was fun. They had a lot of books. I actually bought a book. I got a book about Jack the Ripper.
Uh-huh.
Originally $35, I got it for $10, so I felt like that was a good deal. And Sean found a wrestling magazine.
Well, I thought, yeah, because it was just one of those things, stores where...
It's organized chaos. There's a lot of shit in there.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it, because I love the idea that there's just a lot of stuff crammed into this one into this place.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of CDs and vinyl, and you got a lot of weird magazine, you know, music magazines mm-hmm. and things like that. And so you kind of just... puts around on that section, and then you go over to the next side, and that's where all the books are. And they also, and if you're like a board gamer,
mm-hmm.
They have quite a bit of new stuff, but also quite a bit of like vintage stuff.
Yeah.
Like stuff that I'm like, I feel like if I was really into board games and just really into just playing whatever I can get my hands on or just being really interested in that stuff, I'd be really intrigued by what the store has.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun kind of just seeing that stuff there, because yeah. I can imagine that being very exciting. But I was also walking around because I was like, they gotta have some wrestling magazines here somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I found myself a single wrestling magazine, a PWI, which I did not have,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome, as well as a book called Wrestling Heroes and Villains, which was clearly released sometime in the mid-80s during the wrestling, started the wrestling boom. And it looks kayfabe as fuck, and uh-huh. I can't wait to read it. I also picked up what is called I'm looking at it right here, it's a trade. A Marvel Comics trade, The Power of Iron Man,
mm-hmm.
and presented by Stan Lee. Looks like we got a Bill Sienkiewicz cover, too, which looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it was printed. This is from 1989.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe 1984. I can't really tell. I think it has two copyrights. The latest one is 1989, but it could be 1984, too. So this is a very early trade for...
Iron Man.
For Iron Man, and just, you know, just a early comic trade. I don't even know if I could tell which issues are what, because it doesn't...
Might not be able to, because I don't see, like, you know how they do them now with, like, the cover and the number.
Yeah, this doesn't
look this way.
It just goes straight from the end of the story. Actually, no, hang on. I think it
might list it somewhere.
It listed somewhere.
Maybe in the front.
I looked, because I did see it somewhere, and that's why I was like, oh, I should get... Well, it has the listing here of the episodes, or the book. Stories and some classic Iron Man stuff in here. Demon in a Bottle's in here. The Hammer Strikes. I'm assuming that's Justin Hammer. But there's some interesting stories in here. It's a very vintage. Yeah, I think Backlash here, Blacklash, and it looks like this is kind of what Iron Man 2. They kind of base Iron Man 2 off of this.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So this is really cool.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I got this for like $5.
Yeah.
And then there's a few other kind of vintage trades. hanging out in that section, you know, varying prices. I think I saw a Catwoman trade that you might actually need, but it was way too expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I probably would have been
like,
like $25.
Oh.
It was something where it was like, I was like, that's not the right kind of price for this. You know,
and was that the cover price?
Yeah, no, that was the ticketed price.
Oh no!
Because the guy was like, "Oh, if it's ticketed, I'll just give you whatever."
If it's not ticketed,
yeah, if it's not ticketed, there's a discount on it or something. But
well, no, it's usually it's because like in my book too, it's one of those stores where they write the price of the book on the inside forever for how much they're gonna sell it for. So like you can look and it's like my book was $35, but you open it and then there's a little 10 written at the top, and that's the price that they go for.
Okay.
And so he said when it doesn't have that, like your Iron Man doesn't, he says he gives half off the cover price.
Well, there you go.
So that's how that works.
And that's how I got this for $5 because it's pretty neat. And I like that. I like finding some of those out in the wild.
Yeah.
Like you'll be out – like there's actually – and I think they reprinted it because I'm reading it now, but they had a Project Pegasus, you know, Marvel 2-in-1 trade. You know, that there's one that's like an original – like kind of like this Iron Man one, but then they reprinted it. I'm certain this has been reprinted too at some point.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I'm just kind of happy to have that. So that was cool. I liked it. And then we also stopped by a video game store.
Yeah.
Called Game Fortress.
I met a dog.
Jen met a dog.
It was really exciting.
That was cool.
I like the dog.
I bought Dick Tracy and WWF Super WrestleMania for Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
I did good.
We also, earlier in the week, we decided to try to play Nintendo Trivia.
Yeah.
At a bar here called Grandma's House.
Uh-huh.
Which has, like, a bunch of, like, really old, like, you walk in and it's like, oh, yeah, no, this is a grandma's house. Because it had, like, old grandma-esque tables and, like, everything has an Afghan on it. And, like, there's candy, like, you know, those glass candy dishes on every table just filled with hard candy.
Yep.
So yeah, it was in there's trinkets and shit. I mean, it was fun. It was a cute little bar. So we went in. We tried to play Nintendo Trivia, and I say tried because we gave up. We tapped out about third way through. Well, because here was the thing. It was like it was crowded in the space, which is fine, but the MC did not have a microphone, so he was trying to shout over everybody talking, so it was a little bit hard to hear him at times,
yeah,
which was frustrating. And then the other part was there was only like a few games he was going to ask about.
Yeah, but like before I went and I saw this, so and I was like, and I wasn't sure exactly how it was going to pan out, so I was willing to check it out. But, you know, it was basically like, okay, we're just going to talk about
Star Fox, Metroid.
Metroid, Pokemon, Mario Kart, and, you know, something else.
Something else.
And, you know,
I don't know a lot about those. I mean, Mario, I can pull off. There was some Donkey Kong stuff that I got right. Obviously, because I know a lot about that because I played those games. But some of the other stuff, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, the thing is...
Which is not a bad... I don't really care if I don't know. I don't care if I win or lose at bar trivia. What I did not like and what I was not told was that there would be sports involved. And what I mean by that is you would get... So you do like 8 questions around, and then he'd be like, okay, team, you got 4 right. That means you come up here and you try to throw this ball into a bucket from one of these lines, and that's how you get your points.
Right.
And I was like, no thank you. I do not like that at all. I can't throw balls for shit.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna hit a point. Are you kidding me? Why am I even trying?
Yeah, no, I don't even know what the fucking point is. It's like just...
And I was like, that I'm not a big fan of. I didn't like that at all.
Just do the goddamn trick.
And they're like, oh man, you need to... And he's like, don't be a dick, but you can heckle people when they're trying to shoot. And I'm just like...
But these people, I don't know these people.
I don't want to heckle anybody. I just don't... Can you just tell me I got 3 right? That means I got 3 points. I would be fine with that. I don't need to try to score a basket on top of knowing random Nintendo knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. It's very... I mean, I understand it's like, hey, let's do this so we can make it unique and fun.
I get it. It's just not for me.
I know, but it's definitely for somebody like who... I love just...
Who likes to participate.
I like to participate, and I like to be able to...
I don't like to participate in things. I like to go and answer my questions and get my points. I do not want to be a part of, like, a participation thing.
I like
That's
being
like group work in school.
I like being able to answer questions because I want to show how smart I am.
Yeah, I just want to say that I know things. And it was okay that I didn't know a lot of the things that they were talking about. Because I can't tell you who a fifth generation Pokemon is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, I could try.
We can try, and that's fun. I'm happy with that, but then I'm like, I don't know.
But also, it's like fucking, you know, you can't hear the guy in the first place.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a PA.
That was a little bit difficult.
So, and everybody's in that room just shouting at each other.
And it's kind of like I feel like it used to be a garage.
Uh-huh.
Just based on, like, the front windows. I think there may have been a room in the back, too.
There was a room. There was some room.
I kept seeing people going through this door.
Yeah, there was like a place where if you didn't want to play trivia, you can go and just sit there and drink or whatever.
Yeah, it was in the back. And like, but it was a narrow space, and obviously it used to be a garage, so it's not like it's sound absorbing.
Yeah.
So everything's echoing all over everywhere, and it was hard to hear.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, they had some interesting beer selections there.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a stout there that I didn't like.
I had a stout that was served to me in a chipped glass.
My poor
and
wife.
I didn't notice, and I forgot about it. I didn't notice it until I was halfway done with it, and then I was like, "Well, I just won't drink from that side." And then I forgot, and then I scraped my lip.
Poor wife.
That's my story.
My poor wife.
If I had noticed it, I wouldn't have drank it.
Well, if I had noticed it, yeah, I would be like, "Give me another fucking beer."
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Don't give me a fucking chipped glass, you know.
Yeah, that's not good for
but anybody. it was just kind of like but however, the one thing they did have there that I did enjoy,
comic book,
was some, they had like a magazine rack filled with like random ass comic books and like strategy guides.
It was just like our collection was just in a bar,
but basically somewhere. Yeah, like basically like the shittiest 90s comics are just hanging out there. Like I decided to treat myself to and I did post some pictures on my Instagram about this, was Spirits of Vengeance. So in the night, you know, like mid early 90s, there was a, you know, Blaze and Ghost Rider, Spirits of Vengeance, and they were very you know, those are, they're just Midnight Suns and just got all sorts of weird shit going on. I decided to just treat myself to that. But that was our week. Yeah, hopefully we'll Jen's going out of town.
I am,
but I'm gonna be
Boo.
Here and I might,
but by the time this drops, well, no.
You'll be back on the day of the drops.
Yeah, I'll be back on the day of the drops.
Well, we either you'll do. We just found out there's a two-story second in Charles.
We have to go to there.
I didn't know that they would make that, but now I really have to go because
it's two stories.
Because what they do, what they've been doing, I feel like these stores that they make it to second in Charles used to be used to be Borders.
Mostly Borders, yeah. Because the one that we go to that's by our place used to be Borders, and apparently the one that is the second is two-story also used to be Borders.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm into it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Yeah, check out some stores. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with our book for this week.
Jeff and Rick present Unpacking the Power of Power Pack,
where we journey through each issue of the most underrated Marvel series of the 80s while drinking beer,
analyzing awesome and amazing adolescent adventures, and absorbing alcohol.
We got kids with powers. We got villains with attitude.
We got superhero guests, like all of them from the Marvel Universe.
We have thematically appropriate beer reviews.
We have good jokes and bad song parodies.
One stop for all your Power Pack pod-pleasing procurements.
And we got alliteration.
Find Unpacking the Power of Power Pack wherever fine podcasts are played.
Costumes on.
All right, we're back here in Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Teenage Confidential Confessions.
Yes, number... Teen-Age.
Ooh, Teen-Age. And it's number 16. So, yeah, Teenage Confidential Confessions, number 16 from February 1963. I am very confused because there is no number on the cover here.
It's a little odd.
You know, it doesn't really.
So, who knows what volume this is or what number?
Well, it says
this
on
is.
The inside.
Oh, it says on the inside.
Yeah, on the inside. Yeah, I always know to confirm what title it is because it says on the inside. It's what's his name called? This is called the Indica. Indicia. There's a name for this thing here. This paragraph.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah. It starts with an I.
Indicia?
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is.
But yeah, usually it's more like where the barcode and stuff is, but yeah. It's a word.
Yeah, so that's what we're, that's what we got. So, on the cover, we have a girl, a teenage girl.
I'm assuming.
I want to say teen, the term teenage is debatable.
This is back in the 60s when everything, when was this again published?
1963.
Yeah.
I think, so.
This is when, like, anything published, they threw the word teenage on it because, man, we wanted to get that baby boomer money. I mean, that's really all this is. Yeah. I would question if these people are actually teenagers or not, but that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, somebody scribbled something out up here. I think they scribbled out the number.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck you.
Well, that doesn't help at all.
I thought that was just a part of the thing here, but somebody scribbled this out.
Yeah.
They scribbled it. Ah.
Well, there's also like a stamp like up on that bubble where she's talking. It says 20 cents.
Yeah, it's not 20 cents. The fuck? Anyways, yeah, we got this from Mile High.
Yes, I bought this at Mile High. This is actually one of the ones. It was 50% off, which I didn't know when I picked it up. It was one of the few romance comics I found there that was only like $7.
Yeah, that was reasonably affordable.
And I was like, fine, for $7, I'll buy this. And then it was actually half off. So I was okay.
Tell what it is.
But this is a Charlton comic.
Charlton, yeah. And
so that's always a problem. Because I've got a couple more of these, and man, was that a line? Was that an imprint?
DC came in, swooped it up. You know,
yeah.
They figured it out.
These are all written by dudes. Let's just
100%
old dudes, can we just say?
These are written by clueless men.
Middle-aged men. These are not written by, like, young dudes. These are written by, like, 50-year-old men.
Uh-huh.
Trying to talk to the young girls in 1963. So that just sort of sets some context.
So on the cover, we have a girl. I don't know her name.
Just, it doesn't matter. Girl,
a woman.
Dark hair, dark holding hair. A picture frame.
And she's reflecting on a bunch
and
of
she's looking
pictures.
On these pictures, and she's like, Johnny, come back to me. So apparently he left her.
Yeah, it says, for years we have been inseparable, Johnny and I, since we were children. Our hearts were had entwined and become one. The only thing I wanted in all the world was to spend the rest of my life with him, and then Johnny left me. And we see a bunch of like photos, pictures of the background. It's like fucking the Jack and Diane.
Yeah, pretty much. These were all taken around the time of the Kennedy administration, basically.
Yeah, she's got Jackie Onassis hair. So.
Oh, yeah. So, but we don't start out with that. We start out with a story called Don't Talk of Love.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of different stories in here, so I think we'll have
to kind of... They're really, really quick, too. So, it's this woman. I don't think it matters what their names are.
Her name is Ellen.
Ellen has short brown, blonde hair, and there's a guy, and she is not okay with love, and people think she's a man-hater because she doesn't date anybody, but it's because her dad ran off and, like, never came back.
Her dad... Okay, here's what happened.
He was working somewhere.
Her dad took a job in South America.
It's South America in general.
Just South America.
Just anywhere in South America.
You went to Venezuela?
Sure.
Bolivia?
Sure.
Ooh, is he a drug guy? Yeah. Definitely a drug guy. Definitely drugs.
Definitely drugs. It just, like... It doesn't matter where.
And then he stayed there until 1948.
And he died.
And then he died.
He died there. I'm assuming he contracted malaria.
Or he did drugs.
Or he was murdered in the drug trade. That also works.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe he was a mule. Maybe that movie, The Mule, is like based on if her dad had lived. Like, if her dad had lived and come back, then he'd be as old as Clint Eastwood and he would be a mule.
My dad stuck drugs up his ass and then he died in 1948.
And then apparently there are two threesomes in that movie that Clint Eastwood has. Clint Eastwood is 107. I don't understand what's happening.
Ooh, I wonder.
I'm guaranteeing he's not fucking 107-year-old women. They're probably all 22. And I don't fucking think
so. Do you think two of those women were twins?
Yes. Actually, all four of those women were quadruplets.
Oh, yeah, quadruplets?
It was just two at once and then two at the other.
Yeah, it was just
he broke it up because he's old as fuck.
The scenes happened like with the part he did one threesome with two twins, got in his car with some drugs up his ass, and then went to another house.
Break.
And then went to another house, had another threesome with another threesome with twins.
Yes.
Then delivered some drugs.
Probably had a nap.
And then he yelled
maybe stopped at the early bird special.
Yelled at a chair.
Mm.
Definitely yelled at a chair on the way out.
Told some kids to get off his lawn.
Told the kids to get off his lawn, and then
Went and had the rest of the twin threesome. Twinsome.
Oh, that's right. Three threesomes.
Two threesomes. Yes. So they're quadruplets.
Yeah. That's
what would have happened to her dad if he lived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the mom's like, yeah, dad was a mule. Men suck. Stay single forever. And the daughter's like, you know, Ellen's
like, I don't know, mom. And then she's like, there were all these boys, but I was like no to all of them, even though they were kind of getting fresh because they wanted to have the fuck, and I wouldn't have the fuck.
The fuck.
The fuck. And so now she's like, I'll just watch people. And then she's like, well, and then there's this weird scene where she's like watching her cousin's baby something. Like she shows up to be the babysitter for her cousin, and then her cousin's husband is just like, we're not going out. Fuck it.
And then that turns into...
It turns into him being like, you're an old hag. You never, brush your hair.
The cousin calls him a selfish ape.
Well, he is.
And then he's like, yeah, well, you never like look good anymore. Comb your goddamn hair.
They have like a 3-month-old child. Oh, yeah. Like, of course, everything is a disaster. And so she's like, maybe it's a good thing I'm not married. And you're like, yeah, maybe just don't have kids. That's probably the solution to that problem.
They love just saying man-hater in here, too. She's walking around and they're like, look at that man-hater.
Yeah. I like that they present this as if she has done something wrong, as if it's not like, you know, serious childhood trauma. And a horrible mother who's like projecting her own issues onto this child at a young age.
Yeah, no, it's not, that didn't happen. She's one that was like, yeah, she's, you know, awful. What?
Men man suck. Hating whore.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So, yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
So this Clark, young Clark Kent looking motherfucker is
he really likes her. I think they work together because she also has like a head for business. And so like she's doing really well and like getting promotions and like making her own money and shit.
Yeah.
And I think she works with this guy and they're friends.
Yeah, they're friends. And
so they like go out together to like go to dinner or something.
Yeah. You know, there's tension between them and she really digs him, but she doesn't. But she's afraid because her
mother has been like a horrible influence.
Her mother was married to a drug mule.
Her mother was married to a drug mule, but instead of being like, don't marry drug mules, she's like, don't marry men. They're horrible. It's awful. Everything is miserable. Like,
men are drug mules.
Yeah, all men are drug mules. Just don't marry any of them because guaranteed they all have cocaine in their asses. That's basically what her mom is saying.
Oh, yeah. So she's like, you know, so Harvey, this guy, he's like, oh, man, I'm really into you. And she's like, I can't. And then
she goes to bed, but like straight, like she's sleeping on her stomach. But
I think she broke her neck.
It looks like her neck is broken.
I sleep with that sometimes, but not like but my whole head isn't turned around like the fucking Exorcist. Like
that's the thing. She really looks like she broke her neck. I cannot sleep with my stomach.
And she's talking in her sleep. See, I talk in my sleep. Do I say shit like this?
I don't know. What is she saying?
Marriage can only mean misery for me.
You haven't said it yet. I'm not going to rule it out. One of these days, you're going to be so happy that I'm gone for the next couple of days. I'm going to come home and you're
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Marriage is misery.
I'm just going to go to work.
She's back.
I'm just going to eat subs and be sad. I'm gonna eat subs and stay up to 3 a.m.
You do that now.
I don't eat that many subs.
I mean, you could eat more subs. I'm not gonna stop you.
Sean Merrick could eat more subs. So she has
like a weird dream, and like the next day she gets all dolled up and she's like, oh, you look so nice. She's like, I guess I was just having a bad day. And then she like sees her buddy Harv, Harv, and she's like, hey, we're gonna go to this baseball, a Yankees game, I think.
Yeah, well, she says something like, we had plans to go to the Yankees game. If you want to cancel, I don't care. And he's like, fuck it.
He's I got box tickets, seats,
and I'm gonna. I got this impression that he was gonna enjoy the game, go by himself.
That's what I thought that was gonna happen too. It was really unclear until the next panel where it was like, oh, the game got rained out, but you didn't cancel on me because you still wanted to hang out with me.
Yeah, because she's like, it's canceled, you know, it was raining, and he's like, yeah, well, I wanted to hang out with you and shit. So they go and basically. She takes him home. They went dancing, and then they start making out. And he's like,
by the way, I love you. And she's like, I love you. And she's like, oh, my heart, it's telling me to do this thing. And then he's like, oh, hey, will you marry me? And she's like, yeah, just get on with it. And I'm like, what do you mean get on with it? Are you guys gonna fuck? Or like, it just ends. So I don't know.
It goes straight from like, hey,
we're work friends.
Hey, can I borrow your stapler too? Hey, let's get married.
Yeah, that's how all of these are. There's a lot of large steps missing from these stories.
Yeah, we're missing a lot of courting, a lot of trials and tribulations.
Hey,
of
maybe we should like go out for a couple of months before we.
But I don't think that's how it was back then.
I don't think it was either.
I think you just kind of.
I mean, because premarital sex wasn't. I mean, people had premarital sex. Let's not even fucking pretend they did, but you weren't supposed to. So a lot of people were just like, well, if we're engaged, then we can fuck. So that's what I think that happened a lot. So I think it was just like, oh, I met this person. I like this person. I want to have the sex. Now we're married.
Yeah. No, that's basically
fucking bonkers.
It is. It's like these stories are written by dudes and people
who are really trying to make sure that like status quo stays in effect, basically.
Basically.
Yeah. Because this is basically these comics, especially this imprint, is morality tales for girls.
Uh-huh.
They're just like, this is how your lives are. And they're still, even though these are aimed at girls, the female characters in these stories are still like props to like the dudes that are in the stories.
Yeah. Because the dude basically,
they're not the main characters. The main character is the guy.
Yeah, the dude has to come in and make things right. Mm-hmm. So that's basically how it is.
Because women are just too silly to understand.
Silly.
It's like this very traditional, like, this is how things are, even though at the time, like, shit was going bonkers crazy.
Yeah.
In the other direction, so.
So the next story is called Pent Up Heart. For a second I thought it was like Penthouse. I was like, oh.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this is just like, this girl's sad because she does not have anybody, and she feels like all she does is the same shit every single day. And so one day,
I thought she had like a blonde hair thing. Was just getting
she's getting her hair done.
Yeah, she's getting her hair did.
And then she like is complaining about how like her life is the same, and like apparently she like eats off the stove.
Oh yeah, she's eating straight. She's straight stove eating.
She's stove eating.
She didn't even wait to get that off.
No, she was just like, "Fuck it, I'm eating right out of this pan."
Like, oh, 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 oh.
Right out of the saucepan.
I'm eating these meatballs right out of this pan.
And so she's sad, and then like in the elevator, there's like a guy who pushes the floor for her, and she's like, "Oh, thanks," but they're still sad.
Wait, is this guy? Is this just a guy that lives there?
Yeah. And he's just a guy who lives in the building, and then they get stuck in the elevator together, which is like the beginning of every romance novel ever. And they're like, oh no, we're stuck. And then she's like, I've been so lonely that I just started crying.
Yeah.
That I'm stuck in this elevator.
Yeah, this girl just starts crying hysterically while it was in the elevator. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, the elevator's stuck.
He's like, don't worry, I will protect you. I am a man.
Well, she's like, okay, so he's like, she starts crying about the elevator. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, it's the elevator. You know, it's like, don't worry about the elevator. And he's like, she's like, it's not that. And he's like, no, I can tell because he literally says,
also lonely.
He literally says, I think I understand. I've been watching you for many weeks now.
Oh, creep. What up? Oh, yeah. Yeah, now I'm stuck in this elevator with this fucking creep.
He's like, hey, you know what? By the way, I've been watching you like, hard.
And then you're like, and now I will be murdered. Here it is. I was just wondering when my murder was coming.
She's going to write into be a murderino later.
Mm-hmm.
Send in some stories. Like, I was stuck in an elevator with a guy. I was like, I've been watching you.
And I kicked him in the junk. Thank God he didn't kill me.
I kicked him in the junk and I stepped on his scrotum until it was jelly and I ran out of the elevator until somebody saved me. Because
this guy's a creep. And then he's like, hey, let's just, you know, I'm lonely. Let's sit and talk. And there's this really weird drawing. He decides to put his handkerchief, because people carried them back then, on the floor so they can sit on it in the
elevator. I blew my nose in this.
But it's like tiny as fuck, so I don't know how they're sitting. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But he's like putting it down, and the way they've drawn it is like he's on his knees, and we're watching him put this thing down on the floor from between her legs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what is happening? What are you putting that down for? What's going on? It's a real weird panel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's odd. And so they bond inside of this elevator.
Yeah, they bond. It's great. And then they start kissing, and then they go out to dinner together.
Well, no. So what happens is, the elevator starts moving.
I'm assuming that guy's name is Tony. Who frees them from the elevator.
Tony the Savior.
Because why wouldn't it be Tony?
Tony Baloney.
Yeah.
So she's like, he's like, I've enjoyed sitting on the ground with you. Will you come out for dinner and talking with me? And then this guy opens up the elevator And he's like, oh, he sees them making out, and he's like,
yeah.
He's like, yo. And so, so they go out, and that's how that ends.
That's how that ends. So the next one is about, like, this woman who's dating this guy who looks like, what's his face,
Peter Parker.
Happy Days, kind of like Peter Parker.
He's like young Peter Parker.
Yeah, and he also looks like a Ken doll. Ken dolls really look like this back then.
Oh, that's right. I remember this one now, yeah.
They're dating, and he's like, I love you. I'm spending all this money on you. And she's like, oh, no, he's spending too much money. It's terrible. But I don't want to tell him that he's spending too much money because it'll make him mad. So, like, it's her birthday, and he's just, like, showering her with all these gifts.
Yeah, it was her birthday. So, he, like, one point they go out to dinner, and he's like, hey, Alfred, stay here. You know, it's like, literally, I think it's Alfred.
Yeah, it's Alfred.
And then they start
making
out. They park, and they make out, and he...
He gives her a gift for, like, the next morning, and it's, like, a fur stole. So she calls him, and he, like, appears. I'm assuming he comes over.
Yeah.
But he literally just, like, appears. And
she calls him. And
yeah, he's like, what? What's wrong? And she's like, take this back. I can't take this fur stole. It's too much money. I want us to have, like, a life together, and you're overspending. And he, like, leaves. And she's crying.
Well, he goes, well, all the unappreciative, all right, I'll take it back.
And she probably is like, hey, dude, don't blow your whole fucking paycheck on me.
I know. It's like, I appreciate
good this. Idea. So he comes back and he's like, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm going to start saving money so we can build a nest egg and have a home and a life. And she's like, I love you. And that's the end of this.
Oh, yeah. He even says, he's like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to upset you, darling. From now on, I will not buy you.
I thought the twist was going to be he's like a fucking trust fund kid, but.
He's like, but I have more money.
Money. But no, that's not what it
is. I bought you this house.
I bought you this fur stole.
I bought you a car.
How is James Corden a thing?
I bought you James Corden.
I purchased you this weird man.
He comes in. He's like, hi, I'm James Corden.
He's like, I'm going to drive you to and from work. And we're going to sing the whole way.
So then there's also in the middle, right before I think we get to the end of this. Almost
there's like here. An advice column.
Yeah.
I did not read it.
Teenage troubles.
It's basically young girls being like, I have terrible problems. And old men being like, just listen to your parents. Also, make sure you do whatever your boyfriend tells you.
There's also it's a Dr. Harold Gluck.
Sure.
You can send that to Charleston Publications at Charleston Building, Derby, Connecticut. No zip code. Fuck zip codes. And
fuck street addresses. There's none of those in there either. So this is the cover.
The main event.
Johnny Left Me. This is our cover story. And we start with this woman who's in love with this guy named Johnny. Johnny.
Don't point that gun at me. What is her name?
She has no name, I don't think.
She's got to have a name.
Well, maybe it's further in the story. So they're in the car together. She's like, Johnny, I love you. And then he's like, he walks to the door.
Joan.
And she's like, oh, Johnny, you haven't kissed me. And he's like, Joan, shut the fuck up. I have to tell you something. I met somebody else. Fuck you.
And she's like, don't do this. He's like, I ain't kayfabing.
I'm out.
I love another woman. He's like, goodbye.
And so she goes in her house where she like then thinks about all of the things they used to do together ever since they were children.
Yeah.
So it's them as children, them like fishing as children. Yeah. It's going to
dances as children.
It's going to prom, going to get burgers after prom. Ooh, it's specifically,
after prom burgers.
It specifically mentions burgers.
Oh, man. You know, this was a great time together. Our prom, let's go get some beef.
Who goes to get burgers after prom? I mean, maybe. Everybody I knew always ended up at IHOP.
Yeah.
That was what was open.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get a burger, but...
The option is there.
The option is there. I mean,
all you younger listeners, get burgers after prom.
So,
hang on. So, after burgers, then he parks with her.
Yeah.
So, you know he's got burger breath.
Well, they both do.
Oh, yeah.
She was eating a burger.
Meat.
Yeah. This is like Grease come to life, where they go to that burger place.
Oh, but then they... Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's too bad she didn't say it. It's like, then I tasted the burgers on his breath.
Ew. And so then she was like... And then we were talking about houses, and I was showing him, like, plans for a split level that I really liked.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were going to have a life together. I mean, that's basically all this comic is, just her remembering all this shit. And then her being, like, really sad and, like, sleeping on the couch and crying.
Because, like, he left me and my world
is broken. Like, goes to the doctor because she's, like, not eating or sleeping or whatever. And he gives her vitamins.
Who's that? Walt Disney?
Yeah, Walt Disney gives her vitamins.
Well, she's like, hey, why don't you take these vitamins because you got anemia from being single.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've got a job as a lifeguard.
So she like gets a job as a lifeguard where they give her a strapless bathing suit, which you can't do shit in a strapless bathing suit if you're going to like save people's lives. That top's coming down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then she meets a creep. He's like,
oh, yeah. She meets a creep.
I've been watching you. You don't have any boyfriends hanging out. Can I hang out with you?
This guy's blonde, too. This guy's like the other guy. Maybe it's the same guy.
It's the same guy. And she's like, and he's also new in town. This is serious. This is the story of a serial killer.
It's the same guy.
It is the same guy.
This is the exact same guy.
Not only that,
he's just under a different alias.
Yes. It's a different town. Same dude. Another dark-haired lonely lady. He is murdering women.
Oh, shit.
He is the Ted Bundy of Charlton Comics.
Can we get a series about this guy?
Yeah.
Called,
somebody put him on my favorite murder.
Man murder? Woman murderer?
What I should do is like collect all of these and then like put them all together in like an anthology, but then like put how he murdered each one of them.
Yeah.
And he's a serial killer.
Oh, man. You know.
He keeps showing up. And he doesn't take no for an answer. And he's a fucking creep. Because she's like, hey. Because he's like, hey, I love you. Like, hang out with me. Let's go to dinner. She's like, no, I don't want to go to dinner. And he's like, no, you really need to go to dinner. I'm never going to stop bothering you. And this is another one of those like, hey, dude, if you just keep fucking trying hard enough, eventually her defenses will wear down and she'll give in.
Okay, check this out.
She says, no, just fucking take a no.
So she's like, get lost. And he's like, but he wouldn't take no for an answer. And she goes, don't you have something else, somewhere else to go, something else to do?
Don't you have a job?
Don't you work? And he goes, I've given up everything just to be near you.
Yeah, no, a dude you don't fucking know says that, run.
Yeah, if you don't, yeah.
That man is going to bury you under something.
Yeah, you're going to be chained to a
radiator?
You're going to be
a water heater.
You're going to be like.
Pick something.
Whatever fucking.
Underneath a bed.
Elizabeth. One of those. That girl in Utah? Or I don't know.
Elizabeth Short?
Yeah.
Or Smart? No.
Smart.
Short. The one who got abducted and like he like married her and like made her wear like a weird veil and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's common here. This guy's right.
This guy's weird. I mean, you might get like stuck in a basement forever. You could get chained to something. You could get stuck underneath a bed. These things have happened.
Yep.
These things have absolutely happened. You could be like that poor girl who that dude broke in, killed both of her parents, abducted her, and kept her underneath his bed until she escaped on her own.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. That was recent.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah, don't know. Just run.
So this guy.
And if you're a dude, just take no for an answer.
Well, she finally is like, fine, I'll go on a date with you if you stop bothering.
And I was like, that's how you get murdered.
That's how you get murdered.
And so she goes, she's like, fine, I'll go on a date. And they go on a date, and she has a good time, probably because he doesn't stab her.
I think you'll like the food here. It's excellent. It's the best, Jerry, the best.
And so she really likes this guy, and like they kiss at the end of the date because remember, dudes, persistence pays off.
Uh-huh.
Even if she doesn't like you, even if she finds you repulsive, just keep trying. That's the message of this book.
Yep.
And the message to girls is give in, even if you don't want to. So she's like, oh my God, I shouldn't have kissed you. I'm so weird. Like, I'm so fucked up right now. And she goes back in her house. And then she finally starts remembering the fact that her other boyfriend was an abusive monster.
Yeah. So now she has these memories of Johnny when
just
he first.
So, her
so, 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 now mind you, so she got, when she first moved, she moved to town and Johnny was like, hey, you just moved into this house. Can we hang out?
Yeah.
And she's like, great. But I guess he also like would just grab her face and pull her hair.
Yeah.
Like.
And like kick her and shit.
Well, he said that when they were fishing, she said how mad he got when he said, I scared the fish away. He told me not to follow him, that he hated me. And then how...
That's a little
kid. Oh, this is when I was reading this. I went, oh.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I'm like, oh, little kids being like, don't follow me. I hate you. I'm like, okay, that's what fucking seven-year-olds say to each other, whatever.
But this one here, he's like, he got mad. How mad he used to get if he saw me dancing with another boy. I remember the bruise marks on my arm. Telling him he was hurting me. And he'd say he'd hurt me more if he saw me making eyes at any other fellow.
Yeah, that's abusive.
That is...
That dude's gonna murder... Again, she went from one murderer to another.
She escaped one murderer, and now she's gonna get murdered again.
Yeah.
And this guy... then there's when they were talking about the houses, and she just goes, ah, fuck house.
Yeah, he's like,
we're gonna live in a fucking hovel.
We're gonna live in a hovel. My parents lived in a hovel. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
It's literally what he says.
Oh, and Johnny.
So, and then she's like, oh, wait, he was a horrible person. I'll call this murderer that I don't know is a murderer yet.
Handsome murderer.
Hello. And I'm just going to be like, oh, man, we're going to be friends. And it's like a picture of her throwing away her old pictures of him so she can move on to this other guy. And that is how this comic book ends.
The end.
Luckily, both of these women are still alive, but not for much longer.
Yeah, not for much longer. A lot of these women are dead.
Oh, yeah.
They should have a RIP.
Telling you, I really should like get as many of these together and like craft a little story about how this is the same guy moving from town to town murdering these women.
Yeah. Didn't make sense at the time.
It makes sense now.
But then, reading this, but then I was like, oh shit, that's the same guy.
I know. You pointed it out. It's the same guy.
And
new to town, both of them.
That's how you get murdering.
Yeah. I mean,
you go, hey, I'm new to town. You might help. Because that's how Ted Bundy would do it.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, can you help me with my books? I'm crippled. Shh, murder.
Murder. That's how it works.
Ugh. Awful.
Yeah. Terrible.
However, would you want to read the next issue of Teenage Confidential?
I mean, if I knew what number it was.
Yeah, if you could find the
Of course.
Issue number whatever.
I would. These are, like I said, they're crazy. I always love these because they're such a weird artifact, which I've said before, like such a weird artifact of like trying to tell people how to behave through comic books.
But this was approved by the Comic Book Code Authority.
Oh, it has to be. But again, if I could get like a big collection of these and like put all these stories together about this murderer, I think that'd be a fantastic thing to do, and I would love to do that.
You should get a publisher to be like, hey,
can I get the rights to these old stories?
Well, I think DC owns the rights to all that.
DC's not giving me shit.
Yeah, DC don't care.
I'm like, you guys aren't using them.
No, I know. Bring back these characters. Bring back this woman. Bring back Joan.
Yeah.
Let's find out how she did.
Also, it's not Batman. Like,
let's make a movie. Let's get Justice League together. but for the Charlton Teenage Confidential comics.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Yeah, and I like these are wild.
They're wild.
So yeah, we're gonna be doing a bunch of these this month.
Not this specific one.
Yeah, we'll figure
romance
out some
romance adjacent stories. Stories about Lerv.
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 So that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, you could get us on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get your podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Just go ahead and subscribe if you can, if you're available, if you're able to do that on your platform. Give us a high rating, 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you have downloaded the show from, and tell your friends. That would be much appreciated. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.